Hello, my name is Aaron, and I'd like to welcome everyone here in God's enclosed, stationary, circular, flat plane Earth 2, From the Darkness to the Light. Let me live near to the Great Shepherd, hear his voice, know its tones, follow its calls. Keep me from deception by causing me to abide in the truth, from harm by helping me to walk in the power of the Spirit. And that is a portion of a writing called Resting on God from the Valley of Vision. One of the great promises of being one of Christ's sheep, the elect of God, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, is that we will hear that voice of our shepherd. We are told that all of Christ's sheep hear his voice, and that those in this world who are not his sheep do not, and in fact cannot, hear his voice. John chapter 10, starting in verse 25, says, Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not, the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Here in this passage, Jesus told those in his days that they could not hear his voice, not because they didn't want to hear, not because they had chosen not to listen, but plainly he tells them that they cannot hear because they are not of his sheep. And this angered the Jews that Jesus was speaking to so much that they began picking up stones to stone him. And this is what many in our day and time do. And this passage here, among many in the Bible, teach us that man does not have a free will. And that's what Jesus was telling these Jews. He's telling them they couldn't come to him because they were not of his sheep. You know, man cannot choose to hear God and come to God any time that he wills to do so. Man can only go to God if they are one of his sheep. If we are one of his sheep, we are promised that we will hear the voice of our shepherd and we will follow him. And you see, man is born dead in sins and trespasses. So we must be given ears to hear and eyes to see the kingdom of God. And this is called being born again. Man being born dead in sins and trespasses must be quickened to life in order to believe. In order to get up out of that grave and follow the shepherd, we must hear the voice of the shepherd. And this goes against the false theology of man, which rears itself in the false teaching of the free will Arminian heresy. Arminianism teaches that man can, of his own free will, choose to follow Christ or choose not to follow Christ. And this is an unbiblical teaching nowhere to be found in scriptures. A man born dead in sins cannot decide to choose to be saved because a man left in sins doesn't think he has anything to be saved from. And man will never, of his own will, choose to follow God. Man must hear the voice of the shepherd, the voice of God, in order to follow. And we see it taught clearly in the passage from John chapter 10 that we just read. The ones who hear the voice of the shepherd only hear because they are Christ's sheep. Those who are not Christ's sheep will not hear the voice of the shepherd. They will try to find their own way up to heaven, the wide way. Many cling on to the false hope that they are going to heaven because they, of their own free will, have decided to follow Christ. They decided of their own free will that heaven was better than hell, when nothing can be further from the biblical truth than this false theology of man doing anything out of his own free will other than staying dead in sins and trespasses. John chapter 6, verses 39 through 45 say, But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that all of which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. This passage here from John chapter 6 goes right great along with John chapter 10 and also John chapter 17 and John chapter 3. The book's excellent. It's one of my favorite gospels to sit down and read. And there are many that hear the gospel, they hear it being presented to them, the fact that Jesus Christ came in the world to save his people from their sins, but they do not believe it. But Jesus says that all that the Father giveth to him shall come to him. This is a promise of the sheep hearing the voice of the shepherd and following him. Those who are not given to Christ will not go to him. We see it taught here clearly that all, each and every one given to Christ before the foundation of the world, that Christ will lose nothing, but each and every one will be raised up on that last day. This is a guarantee. All of Christ's sheep will hear his voice and will follow him and will be raised up on the last day. And we see here a clear teaching here in verse 40 that everyone who believes on Jesus Christ will have everlasting life and will be raised up on the last day. These are promises of God to his elect. And we see a parallel here with John chapter 10 where Jesus told the Jews that they did not hear his voice, not because they didn't want to, but because they were not of his sheep. Verse 44 of John chapter 6 says, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." So one must be drawn to Christ. And we have seen clearly, Jesus teach clearly that one is drawn because they are one of Christ's sheep. Not because of the will of that man dead sin in his trespasses, in his sins and trespasses. And the promise that once again that those drawn, Christ's sheep, will all in fact go to Christ, believe in him, and we will all be raised up on the last day. All of these things are wonderful news for Christ's sheep, those given to the Son, those of us called who have heard the voice of God, we who have been taught by the Father to go to the Son. This is excellent news because we have been promised eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's not because of anything we have done or any decision we have made of our own free will, but it is purely because we are one of Christ's sheep that the Father gave to his Son before the foundation of the world. This is what we call grace. Salvation is of the Lord. This is the power of the gospel here, that it is, then the gospel is perfect to save each and every one of Christ's sheep, and not a single one will be lost or plucked out of our God's hand. And what a wonderful thing it is to hear the voice of God and to know that we have his promises that assure us of our salvation. To be assured that we have forgiveness of sins. It's not anything to do with our free will choice. The assurance of our salvation is that it is God who saves fully and completely, and that we cannot be plucked out of his hands. Every single one of us chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world will go to Christ and believe in him, and not a single one will be lost. No matter how much Satan and those enslaved to his wicked kingdom may want to try and pull us from our Savior's hand, or try to convince us that we can be pulled from the hands of our God, it's not possible. My name is Aaron. This is From the Darkness to the Light. God bless each and every one of you. Amen.